The Cleric's Habit. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. The Cleric's Habit. Now, the cleric is something like a priest or a minister or a monk in a monastery, and the habit that they wear is the outer appearance that they have. The outer appearance of a cleric, of a minister, of a monk, of someone who is walking their spiritual path, the outer appearance that they have, the outer clothing they have, the outer garments that they wear, these are really of little regard, although they do give a message. They say, that man is a monk. And so we look at that man and we expect that man to act like a monk, to be in every wonderful, positive, joyous way as a monk. And a monk in our mind is someone who is in as much as as much time of meditation as any individual can be. So if this person is indeed in meditation, is a walking meditation, then that's lovely. But if this person is a confused person, if they are running away from the problems of life, if they are in any way acting contrary to their garb, to their cleric's garb, their cleric's habit, then they are in trouble. Now, when you see a priest acting not like a priest, when you see a minister acting not like a minister, when you see anyone in the world not acting like their divine self or like the self that they're clothing out pictures, we sometimes wonder just what it's all about and what this is happening to us. And of course, that is how we judge the world. And we have only one being that we want to be aware of, and that's ourself. How do you judge yourself? What clothing do you wear? What things do you have? What ideas do you have in your mind that you live by? What sort of attitudes do you guide yourself? And then I come back to me. What sort of attitudes do I guide myself by? When people look at me, no matter what I'm wearing, do they see the inner person that I am? Do they see that I am living what I believe? Do they see that I am a living example of unconditional love? That would be the delight of my heart if I could always be sharing unconditional love. And I work on sharing unconditional love however and whenever I can. And as I work on sharing unconditional love, I do just beautiful things and I have beautiful experiences happening in my life. My habit, my cleric's habit, is whatever my attitude is, whatever my thinking is, whatever my being is, what vibrations do I give off to people? What vibrations do I give off to people in my world who come into my life and who talk to me and who listen to what I have to say? What vibrations do I give off? Do I give off the vibrations of peace and love and harmony and goodness? Or do I give off the vibrations of confusion, of tension, of irritation? If I give off those vibrations, I am certainly a very poor expression of my cleric's habit. I'm a very bad direction of letting people see what this man is that is here in front of them. When I stand before anyone, I want to always stand before them as a loving actor, as a loving being. Not pretending, but as a loving being. When I am in the presence of anyone in the world, including myself, I think positive thoughts. I have positive attitudes. I look at the world as being a bright and cheery and wonderful world. I look at all of life as being bright and cheery and wonderful. I look at all the things in the universe as being this. This is my cleric's habit. This is how I choose to live my life. People tell stories about other people. They say, oh, he's a gentle person, she's a very sweet and loving person, or he's a terrible person, or she's unhappy. And the message comes clear and loud about who we are. It comes out strong and powerful about who we are by our attitude, by our way of expressing, by our cleric's garb. our cleric's habit. What cleric habit have you chosen for yourself? As I said, I've chosen for myself the cleric's habit of peace and harmony, of joy and goodness, of magic and wonder, the only cleric's habit that's important to me. This is what I choose to wear. This is what we should all perhaps choose to wear. Now, the Master Jesus wore a seamless garment, a seamless robe, and it represented his action of being a seamless person. It represented his action of being only of the highest thought for himself. And this is what he lived in virtually every moment of his life, living from the highest thought. The cleric's habit that he wore was that seamless robe. That seamless robe was representing purity and goodness and wholeness and perfection in every possible way. And the man inside was seamless, wholeness, perfection in every possible way. Does it mean that when we wear an outer garment like a seamless robe, or like a cleric's habit, like a minister's robe or a monk's cloak, when we wear these things, does that mean that we are expressing all that those garbs, all those habits should reflect? It would be a wonderful thing if we did. Because no matter what we put on, we want to look our very finest and best. I often speak of people that it doesn't matter what they wear, they make it look good. It doesn't matter what they wear, who they are comes through so brilliantly, so beautifully, that you don't even see what they wear. And this is what a cleric's habit is. It's the outer expression of the inner being. The outer expression of the inner being. And this is who you are, the outer expression of the inner being. Live in that outer expression of the inner being and watch the magic of your own reality come through so powerful, so joyously, so wonderfully, that everything in your life will be the reflection of who and what you are. Not too much of a Bible story there, but these are the stories of how the cleric's habit has come down through all of time to represent the outward picture of the inner man. And I would have us all be wearing our cleric's habit inwardly, and having our cleric's habit be the inward picture to the outer world of who we are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.